Yes, this is Savannah calling on behalf of O2 Boost. May I speak to the customer who attempted calling earlier?
Hello?
Hello? Yes, sir.
Hello?
This is Savannah with O2 Boost. Is this the customer I spoke to earlier?
Oh, probably.
Yes, sir. You were inquiring about the oxygen supplement capsules?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yep, yes, sir.
An email, and I don't do that, so...
Yes, sir. Well, I was just speaking to my supervisor, and they did advise me that if you would like to just do a one-time purchase for the full price of the $135, we could go ahead and complete that purchase without an email address.
Okay. Well, yeah, I would be willing to try it because, like I said, I'm a guy that really doesn't go to doctors or anything. I'm just onto the health stuff. And I do have some issues going on, and I'm wondering if it isn't because I'm oxygen deficient. I really don't know. So, yeah, I'll do that and give it a try.
Okay, great. Give me just one moment.
I can give you all my info.
Yes, sir. I'll go ahead and get that. I was just, we were just going over that, and he advised me of that. So I said, well, hey, I'll definitely reach back out to him and see if I can reach him. And we'll go ahead and get that started for you. Okay. And I do think that you would possibly find this as a great supplement to what you're already taking there. And then, as I stated, it can be used as needed, just depending on, you know, what your level of activity is that day, and then also your health for that day. So what is this a good contact number to list, the 573-929 that I reached you at?
Yeah, I have a cell phone also, but I don't get service in the little town here where I live.
Okay.
And I, you know, that's the number to reach me at. I work nights, so I am hard to reach, but that's the only number you can get me on.
Okay, and that's fine. That would just, since we're just going to do this one-time order, that would just be used if you wanted to track this order for future reference, okay? And what is your first name?
Frank.
Okay.
F-R-A-N-K.
Yes, sir. And last name?
Twellman. T-W-E-L-L-M-A-N-N.
Two N's. Thank you, sir. And what is that street address?
Okay, it's 104 South Maple.
Okay. Is that street or avenue?
Just that's all you have to put is 104
South Maple?
Maple Street.
Okay.
Yeah, street.
And what city is this?
Bellflower. Bellflower.
Okay, and state?
Missouri.
And that zip code?
63333.
63333. Okay, Mr. Twellman, I've got 104 South Maple, Bellflower, Missouri, zip code 63333. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. Now I'm going to do the standard 3 days shipping for $881 total, okay?
Okay.
All right, and that will bring your total to $143.81, and you can proceed with that credit card number whenever you get ready.
Okay, it's 5229-6900-0034-0267.
Okay. And the name on that card, is that your?
It's People's Bank and Trust. It's my debit card.
Okay, but it is your name?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Frank Fulman's name on it.
Okay. And the expiration date?
3/22. 25.
Okay, and the security code on the back?
411.
Okay, thank you. And that billing address is the same as the shipping address, is that correct?
Yeah, correct.
Okay, great, thank you. Okay, and just to confirm, it is a total of $143.81. Uh-oh, let's see. Go ahead, going back and confirming that information, I've erased that card number. Will you provide me that card number one more time, please? And that way I'll know. Let me go ahead and enter Frank, T-W-E-L-L-M-A-N-N. Is that correct? I was attempting to verify that spelling of the last name.
Oh, that is my spelling of my name, but I just noticed it that they've only put one N on my card, but everybody else that I've been ordering, I've been given both N's.
Okay, maybe that's why it spit it back at me. And that, so go ahead, so it's just one N on that card?
Yeah, I'll have to get back with them. They made a mistake on the card. But maybe
okay.
I haven't had any trouble with it before, though.
It's some, just depending on the operating system, some are more funnier and specific and just that detailed than others. Okay, but if you'll go ahead with that card number, my apologies.
Okay, 5229-6900.
Yes, sir.
0034-0267.
Okay. And that expiration date was 325, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And that security code was that?
411.
Okay. Thank you, sir. All right. And I am, since I've got that spelling confirmed, I've got Frank, F-R-A-N-K, Twellman, T-W-E-L-L-M-A-N-E. M-A-N for that card.
Yeah, but I spell it
yes,
N-N. I told them that when I applied for the card, but now that you brought that up, I never noticed it. But I've used the card before, and it's gone through. So
yeah, that's fine. It could just be, like as I stated, our system and being just that secure, you know, wanting to just verify that. So, okay, I am going to go ahead and process that payment for $143.81. And that is being processed. And as I stated, that was standard 3-day shipping. All right. And I do have an order number of 1426. So, Miss, yes, sir. 1426. All right, Mr. Twellman. Well, if there's anything else I can assist you with, please give us a call back at O2 Boost. Be looking for that shipment there within the next 3 business days, and I do think that you will find it very very helpful there. And if you need any other assistance or you need any other information, please don't hesitate to reach out to us at O2 Boost. Okay.
Okie dokie. Thank you.
All right, Mr. Twellman, well, I thank you for calling O2 Boost, and I hope you have a great weekend.
Same to you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.